Good morning.
Morning.
It is good to be here with you this morning, braving the cold, being able to have the opportunity to worship our God this morning and remember our Savior and give our offerings to Him from our heart. What a wonderful opportunity this morning to be here. I want to share a few things with you this morning. And I think I laid down the slide deal. There we go. Those of you who know me, sometimes I really don't like to use slides, and I tend to get behind, focus on my preaching, and forget what's behind me, but I'm going to try not to do that this morning. I want to share with you some special things this morning and a little bit different lesson than I normally preach, and I want to begin by saying that this is the time of year that we think a lot about giving, don't we? And it's already been mentioned once this morning in a prayer that as we think about giving to others and to be thoughtful about what God gives to us. And so we want to take a little bit of time this morning to think about that, some of the gifts that God gives to us and the things that He does for us. And, you know, we get excited when people give us things, don't we? And, you know, I'm at that age where Janine and I don't really hide a whole lot from each other. I already know a couple of things that I'm getting for Christmas. You know, I might even help wrap them. But that doesn't matter, you know, there's always things, I still get excited about getting them, you know, they're still set on the tree. I've always loved Christmas, you know, and it's one of those things where as we grow up and we look towards getting those gifts and open them up, and I love to watch children open gifts, don't you? The excitement is a reminder of life that maybe we have let somehow in our, as we get older and become adults, we kind of let go to the wayside, don't we? We lose some of that excitement. We're so busy and so focused that we forget sometimes how exciting that can be. And one of the things for this season that I want to mention, this is a good place to do that, is, you know, as we looked at being together as a family too, this is an opportunity, this season is an opportunity for us to be with families, members who do not know Jesus, do not know His love, do not know the Father. And just want to remind you that the next two Wednesday nights, we will not have class or our devotional service we normally have. And we're doing that specifically to give you time to be with your family so that you can remind them who you belong to. During the season that seems to be focused on family, to remind them that you are God's, and to give Him thanks and glory in front of them for the life that you have. So I hope that you will take that opportunity to do that. You know, I want to, like I said this morning, I want to talk about gifts from God, the things that He gives to us through this life. And I want to do that in an unusual way. We're going to start this morning. And since I love to watch kids unwrap presents so much, I have recruited some help this morning for our visuals, for our lesson. Samuel, where are you? Samuel, would you come open this for us, please? I love to watch kids open presents. So I wrap my things this morning in presents. We're going to watch three different kids this morning open in front of us. Go ahead, rip it open, buddy. You don't have to be gentle either, man. You can go to town. I'll pick up the trash after you're done, after services. He's not like this at home, is he? Is he just like this at home? Hey, you're doing good, Samuel. I'm proud of you, buddy. There you go. Yeah, open it up. Pull that out in there. There you go. All right. Oh, wait a minute. See, now, I didn't tell you. I got something for you. Take that with you, okay? No playing it during services, though, okay? Binoculars. You know, binoculars help us focus on things that we normally couldn't see, right? We use these to see things far off in a distance to bring clarity to what normally we wouldn't have clarity seeing, right? I want to read to you a verse here from Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Without excuse. You know, the gift of nature is something that reminds us when we slow down and take time to be a part of it. And I think that's why guys like Mark and I and others enjoy being out. Being out and a part of that. Being a part of nature, whether it's fishing or whatever. And being reminded of the beauty that God has set around us. I'm also reminded of the fact that as science delves into nature, that it reminds us of the existence of God. Whether the new information that they believe now that at the center of every galaxy exists a black hole, or the fact that there are things that remind us, not just from the heavens, but from the earth, that God exists in everything that we see around us. And I was reminded as I studied for the lesson about Job 38. As Job has been questioning why all these things happened to him, and he asked the Lord, and finally the Lord says, "Wait a minute, who are you to ask me?" Job 38, beginning in verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the storm, and he said, it's a good time for my new Bible to go to sleep, huh? Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man, and I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set, or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind the doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place? When I said, "This far you may come and no further. Here is where your proud waves shall halt." Have you ever been given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it may take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light, and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. And it's amazing to me that as the beauty of the world that surrounds us, if you've been seeing behind me this morning, is a reminder continually that God exists. As he speaks here from Job 38 about several things that he set in place. And I love the picture that we see here, because we know and understand that as God and the Son and the Holy Spirit created the world together, that he says that the angels shouted with joy, that it was an incredible event as he set nature in place for us, his children, to enjoy. How incredible. And that even today, man understands a little more as we strive with our young science against his wisdom, or along with his wisdom. You know, Job talks about a rabbit chewing its cud. Not until the early 70s did science finally realize that that's true. Not until we began to build submarines did we realize that there are springs in the ocean, as Job talks about. How incredible is the gift of nature that God has given to us, to be reminded that he is alive. How incredible that gift. All right. Next. Let's see. I asked Briley to help me with the next one. Briley, where are you? Could you come rip this open for me? That's right. You don't have to be gentle, hon. Just rip that sucker open. Who tape that thing up anyway. Hey, looky there. Yank it hard. Here, yank it. There you go. All right. I use this morning because it's very special to me. This is a watch that I inherited actually from Janine's stepfather. This is a 20-year service watch from Union Pacific Railroad. And it was a special gift to me, left to me. But it reminds me always with his passing that we are given a special gift of time. James 4:13-15. Now listen, you say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this city or that city and spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. You remember years ago hearing probably your parents or grandparents saying, well, if it's the Lord's will, right? Lord willing, right? Lord willing, I'll do this or that. And if the creek don't rise, right? And we've lost that somewhere along the way, haven't we? I think sometimes that we live our lives thinking that we have all the time in the world. That time is not going to go away from us. That we have another day. But that's not true, is it? Every day is a gift. And if you've ever lost someone, you understand what I'm saying. That even down to the very breaths that we take, the time that we spend with our families, receiving gifts, right? Just like this watch. This watch is even more precious to me than the one you see on the screen, and most of you won't recognize this, but in the background of it, it says 007. That's a 007 50th anniversary Omega watch, and the price tag on that's only about $5,497. So if you want to purchase that for me, I'd be grateful, but I'd feel ashamed almost to wear that much money on my wrist. But time is precious to us. The time that we have with our families and with our Christian family, right? To share. My point of view is so different than many others because having been adopted and not knowing any of my birth family, I realize how precious my Christian family is to me. And maybe some of you do too. Family is more about choice than it is birth. Now, I'm not going to go into it, but that's biblical. Outside of that, we are to care for our families. We are to care for them first. Matter of fact, he tells us, the man who doesn't care for his own family first is worse than an unbeliever. But our Christian family is important. As we share together, as we learn together, as we spend life together. Monday night for the Master. I love sitting down, being able to visit with people and see what's going on for the day, being able to spend time with the teenagers, which I love. The gift of the time. This morning I thought, what an incredible gift to have so many great young men. Did you see how many of them were waiting on the table this morning? As they got up and went to the back, it almost looked like they'd all were quitting and just leaving this morning. They didn't want to hear Bob sing any longer, did they? But they were going to the back to serve. The opportunity of the gift of time that we have together as a family is a gift that is incredible. All right. Next one. Mason, where are you? It's Mason, there we go. Come rip this open, buddy. Man, these kids are calm, aren't they? If that had been my son at this age, he'd have been running up here.
That kid looks more nervous than anything.
No, you're not nervous, are you, Mason? Mason's my buddy. You know, Unwrapping a present is something that is kind of neat, isn't it? That opportunity to give and to share. And I should have found somebody who was like, right? All right, what you got in there? Open it up this way. I think it opens like this. Pull that out. Unwrap it for me. All right. Thank you, sir. Here, I'll take that with you, okay? No playing while I'm preaching now, okay?
Well, here you do.
This is one of my wife's Bibles. Pink, I love it. It's beautiful, isn't it? I wouldn't carry it myself all the time, but it is beautiful. One of God's greatest gifts is His Word. For without it, we wouldn't know and understand that, first of all, that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He was with Him from the beginning. How incredible to know and to understand that God gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. To know that from Romans chapter 6, if we're united with Him in the likeness of His death, burial, and resurrection, we'll be united with Him in a new life through that immersion. To know that we can walk in the light as He is in the light and have fellowship with His blood in one another. To understand, to begin to understand how wide and how high and how deep is the love of Christ. The things, the richness that we gain from His Word. As He has given to us so, so much. To know and understand that Jesus spent His life on this earth, right? That how He touched people's lives and how He continues to change people's lives is a gift that is beyond our imagination. One last gift. Briley, I didn't forget you. I didn't give you your present, did I? I will get you after services. There is one final gift that I want to share with you. And it is a gift that I cannot open. It is left standing alone. It must be opened by you individually. It is the gift that God has made Himself known to us. As His life was celebrated by the angels, as gifts were given to Him by the wise men, as He gave gifts through His life to those who surrounded Him, then the greatest gift of all, the gift of the cross. 2 Corinthians 6:16, "For we are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be My people." Through His Son, we are His people. The gift of the birth, the life, the death, burial, resurrection, and the continuing life of Christ today. For He is alive. Is that not what Paul tells us to proclaim when we come together on Sunday morning as we take the symbols of Christ's death and burial and resurrection? To remember that His body was torn for us and that His blood was shed is a gift to take part in these every Sunday morning. To be reminded of what the Savior has done for us and what He has given for us. To be reminded of that we have a Savior who once saw a woman walking outside of a city with the coffin of her son. And Jesus stopped the procession and reached up and touched the son and brought him back to life and gave him to a mother who was lost and alone. That he reached down and took the time to make clay and put it on the eyes of a blind man so that his faith would be strengthened and his eyes could be healed so that he would know that the Savior made me whole. That as he stopped lepers in this life, and instead of just saying, "You are healed," that he took time to reach out and touch some of them. I can't even begin to imagine what it would have been like if for the first time in a long time, just the simple touch of a hand to my hand. As a leper who had been shunned by all others, what that would have been like. But to know that today, as I unite myself with Christ, that I am touched in a way that changes everything about who I am. That I no longer belong to myself, that I belong to Him. That as I lose my life for His sake, that finally I will find the life that I am looking for. And it's a gift that He offers us that we cannot open on our own. I think sometimes we get so focused. We do get so focused on, and I do it myself. I get so focused on thinking about Jesus dying. And it is important, believe me, understand. I'm not taking away. It is through His death, burial, and resurrection that our salvation comes. But that death, burial, and resurrection is given meaning by the life that He lived and continues to live today. I want to share with you one last thing, and then I'm going to close our lesson this morning. I came across a video that someone sent to me, an a cappella video that helps bring my lesson to a close this morning. It may take them just a minute to get it keyed up in the back. You can hit pause right there. God made Himself known to us through the gift of nature, through the gift of His Word, and through the gift of our Savior Jesus Christ. So that in our lives, the present of the Son could be opened in a way that only you can open it and make it a part of who you are. If you've already done that, you know how precious that gift is. If you have not done that, the gift of God is waiting for you to open it this morning, to make Him a part of your life, to be united with Him in the likeness of death, burial, and resurrection, so that you can begin a new life in Christ Jesus. Won't you come as we stand and sing together?
Thank You, Lord, for loving me, and thank You, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let us all with one accord sing praises to Christ the Lord. Let us all unite in song. Saving my soul.